AM 1450 KBMW.
Yes, it is. Good morning. I get situated here. See, I have my chair in one position for every other interview, but for Jana Gageland, because I'm always so hooked on what you're saying, I got to kind of situate it so I'm looking right at you, because this is probably the one time when I talk the least.
Well, you're welcome to join in anytime.
No. Our favorite historian, Jana Gageland, today we're talking smuggling and or running.
Yes.
What in the world have you dug up?
Well, last year we talked about bootleggers and how they, you know, had their homemade stills. Remember the story of the confiscation of some of the homemade stuff, and it blew up in the sheriff's office, and you know, so there was that. But then there was also this other element, especially in the early to mid 20s, and that was the runners, the rum runners, who would be bringing rum from Canada through Minot, and then they would take the Green Trail, it was called. It wasn't a highway number. It was called the Green Trail.
The Green Trail.
Yep. Okay. And then it would go to Fargo, then through Wahpeton, Breckenridge, and then over to St. Paul.
I love this.
The rum runners, yes. And so the Canadian whiskey was one of those that they really must have had an appetite for in St. Paul, because it sold quite well. There was that car. It was a Studebaker. It was called a Whiskey Sixes, because it was a six-cylinder, and it was, you know, like could really, really go 50, 60 miles an hour.
And back then, that was moving,
on a gravel road? Yeah, that was actually pretty dangerous. And they would go in caravans, you know, six, seven cars in one group. And they always had a female so that if they got stopped, they wouldn't get shot at. Because if there was a lady in there, they thought, well, then this must be okay. Like, maybe.
Boy, times have changed, haven't they?
Yeah. And there were a couple of well-known ones that kind of came through this area a lot. One of them was Buck O'Connor. And Buck was well known in this area, Wahpeton, Breckenridge, because the underworld gossip was that he was the king killer.
No kidding.
Yeah, the king killer. Yeah. So, and then there was the Colonel Jones. He was very good at his craft. He had his own gang again, like Buck did. And one time he had a funeral procession that he organized, and the hearse was full of this whiskey, rum, and
running the rum.
Yeah, and then there were many cars, and so everybody stopped, you know, and they were
paid their respects to hearse full of rum,
right? And there were wailing ladies, and he pulled that off, and then they caught up with him, and he paid a little fine. Then he came back to Breck. So
I love it.
They kind of liked our area, I guess. I don't know. Some of the cars would have like chains behind them, so when they would drive on those gravel roads, there would be a cloud of dust, so they wouldn't be able to be seen. So,
well, they thought of everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's ingenious.
Even one of those Studebakers had what we have today, the eyes, the headlights that turn with the steering wheel, so they could make those curves a lot quicker. And
incredible.
Yeah, and less, scary. So there was two whiskey runners from this area, and they left Minot on a Sunday, and they got as far as Fargo, and then they went a little, you know, maybe a little south of Fargo into the Hickson area.
Okay.
And they were going a little too fast, and they were driving the REO Roadster, which is, I can't imagine putting...
That's a classy-looking car.
Isn't it?
It really is. It's nice.
Yeah. And those groups, those gangs, changed cars often because they didn't want to get caught.
Thing's got a rumble seat.
Yes.
First thing I noticed.
I know. It's very, very cool.
Very nice.
So they were going too fast, in the two vehicles, and the lead car hit a rut, went into the ditch, overturned. The car behind couldn't stop because it was following too close, went into the ditch as well. So the one, and they were 24, 19 years old, not very old, and the cars rolled on top of one of them.
Wow.
Yeah, and so he was pretty badly hurt. Another car stopped and took him to St. John's Hospital in Fargo, and then the other group stopped and took him, the second driver, into Hickson, and he was not badly hurt at all. So he just got on the train and left the area. They thought he was from Richland County.
Okay.
But he was never identified.
John Doe. Yeah.
Yep, right. But anyway, after they rolled into the ditch and these people were stopping to help them, then they started helping themselves to the scotch and, the rye and the bourbon whiskey. They had 20 cases between the two vehicles, and some of it was hidden under the seats. And so they just took what they wanted, and some took a quart, some took many.
Sometimes it pays to be a good Samaritan. That's the takeaway.
So you took what you wanted, and then off you went. And so there went several thousand dollars, down the road, and maybe even just right into Hickson. I'm not sure. But I don't think there was a card that went by that didn't take something.
Wow.
So, yeah, that was one of those really wild stories of smuggling, not bootleggers, Those bootleggers were, they were crazy people, but they were local, These guys, they had their gangs.
Well, and I'm sure it was, North Dakota was nice because it's pretty desolate.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not a whole lot of, eyes on you.
Right. And at the border crossings, I'm sure there were a lot of small towns that they could just cross the border and put this merchandise into the back of the vehicle and off they would go. So.
Bootleggers. I love it.
Yeah. Smugglers.
Smugglers and runners.
Yeah. Yeah. All runners. Right. Yeah. Made a career of it.
Wow. Another great story. Honestly, it's just the one segment I talk the least. Fascinated by the stuff you come up with. What are we talking about next week?
Next week, we're talking about Red Owl.
Red Owl.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Red Owl.
Fantastic. Looking forward to that.
Yeah, it should be good.
Janet, thanks so much.
Yep. You bet.
Janet Gageland talking history here. Every Thursday at 8:10, the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW, good morning.
No one woke up this morning and thought, I want to go Hagel.
At Quality Toyota, we don't do that. Our bottom line pricing means you get our best price the first time, every time. You'll even have that price.